Section 4. You will hear part of a lecture about philosophy. First, you have some time to look at questions 31 to 40. Now listen carefully and answer questions 31 to 40. Most of you, I hope, will be familiar with the name Socrates. The ancient Greek philosopher is perhaps one of the most admired people in history. Socrates led a very noble life. He was, I suppose you could say, an optimist who believed in the good of mankind. According to Socrates, human nature leads people to act correctly and in agreement with knowledge. Socrates believed that evil and wrong actions arise out of ignorance and is famously quoted as saying, "No man knowingly does evil." True to his personal beliefs, Socrates devoted his own life to seeking goodness and truth. Born in Athens, where he lived all his life, Socrates always dressed simply and was known for moderation in both eating and drinking. He brought his teachings to the masses, speaking regularly in public places such as the busy streets of Athens, especially in the area around its great marketplace. He had little regard for public opinion, and always conducted himself in accordance with his own set of rules. Socrates built up a reasonably large following of Athenians looking to learn from his seemingly endless wisdom. But he also had a good many enemies who mistrusted him on account of his unorthodox views on subjects such as religion. Socrates' enemies were what you would call the wrong type of enemy, being powerful and influential Athenians. Their efforts to have him ruined saw him brought to trial on charges of corrupting the young and disrespecting religious traditions. In the trial, Socrates defended himself, claiming that he had done nothing more sinister than enlighten people with a clearer knowledge of the truth, which is essential for the correct conduct of life. He made some remarks aimed at the ruling establishment, suggesting that those who are elected are not necessarily fit to govern effectively. Socrates himself had long ago become disenchanted with the materialistic ways of the upper class. Unfortunately, his views were seen as an attack on democracy and the electoral process, so the jury found Socrates guilty as charged and sentenced him to death. It is thought that many members of the jury resented his unbending pride, and that this may explain the harshness of the punishment handed down to him. Despite being given several opportunities to escape prison, Socrates resisted and carried out his sentence calmly by drinking a cup of hemlock poison. During his life, Socrates introduced the idea that there are a set of universal standards by which people should be judged. His method, known as the Socratic method, involve discussion between two or more people around some key term. In theory, those party to the discussion should all define the term in the same manner. However, his studies found that this was seldom the case. Socrates encouraged his followers to engage in such discussions with the goal of trying to proceed from less adequate definitions to more accurate definitions over time, the ultimate goal being a true and universal definition that could not be contradicted by anyone. This method tended to expose the ignorance of the Athenians of his day. It showed that many things that they assumed true were in fact false. Socrates also used irony to expose people's ignorance of key concepts. That is, he claimed to differ from others in recognizing that he himself was ignorant. His insistence on ignorance reminded other people of their own ignorance, but won him few friends in high places. That is the end of section 4. You now have half a minute to check your answers. That is the end of the listening test. You now have 10 minutes to transfer your answers to the listening answer sheet.